Hello and welcome to the Helix Reviews podcast. My name is David Arrington, bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview. And today on the show, happy Super Bowl Sunday. Not exactly a holiday, but I'm close enough. I'm counting it. Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, by the time you're listening to this, I'm probably at my brother's house eating nachos and watching football, I guess. I could really care less about sports. I don't care about sports. I don't particularly like sports. I don't like competitive games. I don't like playing competitive games particularly. And watching sports is just extremely boring to me for the most part. And so I guess I'm going to be enjoying the company of my brothers and sisters. But I don't know. I'm going to be eating nachos. That's the important thing. All right. So I was thinking, hey, you know what? I could do a top 10 list of my favorite sports movies. Because despite the fact that I don't like sports, I actually kind of enjoy sports movies. Maybe it's because, you know, despite me not liking competition in real life, I enjoy competition in movies, and, you know, people competing in movies can be cool or fun, you know, and so I guess this, you know, kind of brings that out in a big way. And I mean, plus, you know, if a good sports movie is not going to be about the sport, it's going to be about the characters, and so, you know, then if a good movie, you know, if it's a movie about the characters, it doesn't really matter what they're doing per se. You know, I can get invested in that even if they're, you know, playing football, which is boring. And plus, when you film a football game or a boxing match or something, to me it's so much more exciting in film because they know what's going to happen. They film it. They use cinematography. They do all these different things that they don't do on TV because it's live and they just kind of film it on TV, you know? I mean, not saying that doesn't take skill. I'm not saying there's no talent there. I'm not saying any of that. That's not true. But, you know, this is more choreographed. This is more made for me, someone like me, to enjoy, I think. Again, I was going to talk about like a top 10 list of movies, you know, sports movies. But then I thought, you know what? I just did a top 10 list for the past 2 days. Literally the past 2 days, I have a top 10 list and another top 10 list. All right, let's forget the top 10 list thing here. And I'm just going to talk about every single sports movie I've ever seen. Yep, that's what this episode is going to be about. I'm going to talk about every sports movie I've ever seen, at least according to Wikipedia. I went to Wikipedia. They got a list of sports movies, every sports movie ever made. Not really, probably. I'm sure there's some out there that they missed or whatever. It's, you know, fan-made, fan-created or whatever with Wikipedia, but they had them all divided up into sections, you know, like, hey, this is the bowling one, this is the football one, this is the, you know, this, that, and that. And I went through every single one of those. It was hundreds of movies. I've picked out every single one that I've seen, and I've kind of divided them into different categories here, and I'm going to go through them. Some of them I'm just going to breeze right through, and some I maybe will focus on a little bit more than others. By the way, if you hear the heat going off in the background or anything here, sorry about that, but that's just going to happen. It's extremely cold out where I'm at. I mean, tomorrow, like, we're supposed to have a high of -9 and a low of, like, -20, I think it was. We're supposed to have wind chills down to -50. It's ridiculously cold around here, and so the heat's going off right now, and it's, you know, if you can hear it, sorry about that, but it's just going to have to happen. All right, so back to sports movies here. So the first category I have is I either saw this too long ago, or it's just forgettable enough that I just don't really remember it, so I have absolutely nothing memorable to say about it. So here's my list of those sports movies. You got Rudy, Remember the Titans, 8 Seconds, Radio, The Rookie, Coach Carter, Glory Road, and Seabiscuit. Those movies could be masterpieces, every single one of them, but I really just don't remember them. It was either too long ago or they're forgettable enough that I'm pretty sure they're not masterpieces. But anyway, there's those. And since I'm going to talk about every single sports movie I've ever seen, supposedly, then I have to at least mention those. All right, now we're going to move on to my list of nostalgic sports movies. There's a few in here. So first off, Herbie. The Herbie movies, you know, Herbie Rides Again. All those movies, loved those movies when I was a kid, and I think I would still love those movies because it's Don Knotts, like at least some of them, not all of them, but some of them have Don Knotts in the lead role. You got Herbie, this like sentient car, and they race, and it was absolutely hilarious. And I, you know what, Don Knotts, one of my favorite actors, my favorite comedic actor, and I, you know, him in pretty much anything, I'm probably gonna like it just because I love his style of humor and I love Don Knotts. But, you know, the Herbie movies, I remember just absolutely loving these as a kid and just, you know, always, there's a lot of them too. Like, I mean, I don't know how many there is exactly, but it seems like there was a lot of them, and I don't know if I've ever even seen all of them necessarily, but it seems like I've seen quite a few, and I loved them. I love those movies. Super fun. And it's the kind of movie, the kind of comedy where, you know, people will be, you know, carrying a pane of glass around for some reason, and if it's there, you know, your main character has to burst through it or something. You know, it's like, it's that kind of slapstick, kind of stupid comedy, but I love it. I love those movies. The Herbie movies, good stuff. Up next, I have Like Mike. This is one where a kid, like, Michael Jordan's shoes somehow end up on, like, a high wire. They get electrocuted, and they get Michael Jordan's powers. Look, I actually know Michael Jordan's name. He's a basketball player. It's pretty impressive, right? That's for someone who doesn't care or pay any attention to sports at all. Anyway, but then this kid gets the shoes, and he becomes Like Mike, and he's, like, the awesomest basketball player around, and he goes, and he's, like, joining in sports teams, and he's awesome, and everybody loves him, and it's, I don't know, I'm sure he had to, like, learn a lesson or something, I don't remember, frankly, but I remember, like, loving that movie. I thought it was super fun, and the fact that, you know, the shoes gave him powers and everything. I had no idea who Michael Jordan was back then, but the fact that these shoes, you know, gave him powers and stuff, I thought was fun and cool, and I loved that movie as a kid. So, Like Mike, check it out, maybe? Maybe not. But I loved that movie as a kid. Air Bud, that's one where you got like a soccer team and there's a dog that plays on the soccer team or something, and I don't know, he helps him win a game or something. This one honestly could probably go into the I don't really remember it section. Probably a little less nostalgic than some of these other ones, but Air Bud, there you go. The Big Green, I remember seeing this one. I think my grandma had this one if I remember correctly, and we saw it there. And that's, but I just remember it being absolutely hilarious. And, you know, just like characters that are just extremely funny, and then probably some good slapstick humor in there, or probably some slapstick humor in there, whether it's good or not is kind of, you know, questionable at this point, because again, this is a movie I'm more nostalgic for than actually like remember with any kind of fresh, you know, memory or anything like that. So anyway, The Big Green, I liked that one. And then the last one here I have for my nostalgic movies, it's the Rocky movies, all of the Rocky movies. You know, way back when it was probably before Rocky Balboa came out, it was, my dad was like, well, it was definitely before Rocky Balboa came out. My dad was like, hey, these are some of the best movies ever. You kids got to watch these things. And so we went through all the Rocky movies together, and I loved them. Great, great movies, great characters. And I still love those movies today. I've seen some of them a little bit more recently, but I still haven't seen any of them in quite a while. But And then, you know, of course, the I've seen Rocky Balboa a lot more recently. And then I've seen the Creed movies, obviously, a lot more recently, because those came out a lot more recently. But I love that franchise. I love the character of, Sylvester Stallone's character, Rocky Balboa. And just, you know, good stories, good messages a lot of times. A lot of them are written and some of them are directed by Sylvester Stallone, and he does a lot of good stuff in it, honestly. Like, you know, for someone that's like the action star or whatever that he is, you might not think he would be as good at doing some of the stuff that he does, but it's, as far as, you know, directing and writing and everything, but it really all works very well, and it's great, and I love him. And I mean, you got some cheesy ones, you know, versus the Russian, you know, that's a little bit more of a cheesy one of the Rocky ones. One of the Rockies, Paulie has a robot, like, helping him around. Is that 4? Is that Rocky 4, where he fights the Russian? I don't really remember exactly, but I will crush you. Good stuff. Oh, the one Rocky I remember not liking, though, and I don't think I've seen it since I saw it originally when I was pretty young, when my dad was showing them to us. I think it was Rocky 5. It's the one where Rocky is a kid and the kid has an earring. And I remember that distinctly because I'm, hey, earrings are for girls. Get it off of, you're a boy. I remember thinking that. I remember the kid being so annoying, and I didn't like that movie as much. And, you know, that's and then at the end of the movie, I remember Rocky, like, making a jab at the kid for, you know, being like, hey, aren't these for girls or whatever? He's like, you know, just like the girl I've always wanted, or says something like that. And it was funny because it's like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. except for, you can't really say that in a movie nowadays. You know, you have to say it in a movie that came out in the 90s or 80s or whenever Rocky 5 came out. I don't really know. Anyway, the Rocky movies, absolutely love those movies. Absolute classics. The original Rocky is on the AFI's top 100, so I'm gonna rewatch that one once that comes up. And I think it will hold up. I mean, I saw it. It's been a while since I've seen it, but from when I saw it then, I really liked it, and so I think I'll still really like it. I do love the Rocky movies, and also, I'm nostalgic for them, so what can I say? All right, so my next category here is Christian sports movies, maybe even a little bigger of a category here than you're thinking. Facing the Giants is the obvious kind of big one. And I enjoyed Facing the Giants. I haven't really seen it. I saw it a few times when it came out. Since then, I haven't really seen it. But I remember really liking it back then. And I remember, like, this sequence where he's like, keep moving, or whatever. And he's on the ground and all this kind of stuff. I was like, oh, it's a pretty powerful sequence. Pretty good. And I remember thinking, hey, you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So there you go. You know, Christian sports movie that I remember thinks pretty good. Haven't seen it in a while. And I don't know. To be perfectly honest, I don't feel a strong desire to see it again. Then again, you know what? It's a sports movie. There's very few of these movies that I have a strong desire to see again. Because even if a sports movie's good, it's like, oh, it's good, I enjoyed it, and, you know, all this kind of stuff, there's other movies that I want to see more. That's why it's like, you know, the Rocky movies, the Creed movies. The Creed movie, you know, Creed 2 is coming out. It wasn't on my most anticipated list, not because I wasn't going to see it. I saw it. Creed 2 was good. But It's I don't really anticipate sports movies, but a lot of times they end up being pretty good anyway, you know? And so I enjoy them anyway, but I like other movies better. And so I don't, you know, they're not the kind of movies that I go back to again and again. Anyway, Facing the Giants, I thought it was pretty good. Carmen the Champion. All right. I remember thinking this one wasn't that great. I think it was a boxing movie. Like, I'm hesitant to even name what sport it was. I think it was a boxing movie starring Carmen. I liked Carmen's music, by the way. Carmen has a great, I think he's a great showman, is what he is, or what he was. But I don't remember thinking the movie was that good. And I think the movie, even like thematically, I think there was a lot of stuff in there that I was like, that's not that great, you know, for supposed to be in a Christian movie and all this kind of stuff. It's not that good. And so overall, I didn't particularly care for Carmen the Champion. One more recently here, Woodlawn. This was actually a really good, solid Christian football movie that actually has some bigger notable actors in it. And I thought it's a true story, which if you watch the movie and you didn't know it was a true story, it's kind of like, wait, is this real? This almost seems too good to be true kind of thing, you know? It almost seems too movie-like to be true, but everything that is too movie-like actually happened in real life. And so it's like, oh, okay, so it's real. And so that's really impressive and cool. And overall, I thought it was a good, solid Christian movie. I enjoyed it. Good stuff, Woodlawn. The Blind Side, also, you know, whether, you know, maybe, that one, I guess, maybe, you know, some people would question, is it actually a Christian movie, or is there just some Christian themes in it? I mean, the family, I believe, was Christians that the movie is based on, and the movie does have some Christian themes. I remember really enjoying The Blind Side when it came out. I think it got an Oscar nomination at the time, though, honestly, it's the kind of thing where I don't know. It's just kind of a vague memory at this point. It's like, yeah, I enjoyed it. That was good. Yeah, nice, nice. And then it was just like kind of faded away like a lot of these movies did, unfortunately. Is it fun to listen to a podcast about a guy talking about movies that have faded away in his memory and he doesn't remember them very much? Because that's the podcast you're listening to. Welcome to the Helix Reviews podcast, everybody. All right, so that's my list of Christian sports movies. Let's move on to the sports movies that I just don't like. So these are the movies, sports movies that I don't like. All right, we got Death Race. This is the Jason Statham movie where it's kind of a futuristic. This is a sports movie that should appeal to me because it has some kind of science fiction elements to it. But it's like futuristic, like wasteland maybe, I don't know. And they're racing cars and it's all like terrible and it's stupid, quite frankly. It's not very good. The writing is horrible, and I didn't like it, really. I mean, I like Jason Statham, but I did not like this movie at all. It's forgettable, it's stupid, and, you know, I think there was some cool, like, car racing and stuff in it, but overall, it's not that good. The next one here is Speed Racer. Speed Racer! Boop, 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 boop. That's not the Speed Racer theme song, by the way. I don't even know what the Speed Racer theme song is. I've never seen the animated show. And I based on this movie, I have no interest in it because this movie stunk. It's not very good. Visually interesting, like what they were trying to do with it, but it's also visually kind of weird looking. That's just like, why did you decide to go this direction? It's just so strange. And there was, I just remember so many things in the movie that just stuck out to me. It's like, this is so dumb. Like, why did you do this? This is so, I did not like this movie at all. So it's, you should have heard me, like, I should have recorded a podcast immediately after seeing Speed Racer. Because I remember, like, talking to my brother, like, a couple days later or something after seeing Speed Racer. And I'm like, dude, look all this stuff about this movie and it's so stupid. And all, you know, I had listed all this stuff that I didn't like about it. And he's like, man, you should have been recording that. I was like, oh, I guess I should have been. But, man, I did not like Speed Racer at all. You know, Wachowski brothers go from The Matrix, good stuff, to Speed Racer. That's not good stuff. Another one that I don't like, Hidalgo. This is like a Western, I think it's a Western, where the dude goes, like he's on this huge trek across the wilderness, you know, race with all these other different people, him and his horse, and he has like maybe a supernatural connection with his horse or something. In the end, you figure out, hey, what the Indians, Native Americans believed was all accurate as far as all their religion and everything goes, and then he like worships their gods, and it was terrible. I remember there being some fun action sequences and stuff. Thematically, it was terrible. I didn't like the ending at all, and there was just things in the movie that I was just like, I don't like this movie at all. Hidalgo, I just don't recommend it. I don't recommend it. There you go. Hidalgo, didn't like it. Secretariat, this is a movie about horse racing. I don't remember a lot about this movie. Again, I'm going to say that about every single movie here, apparently, but I don't remember this movie very well. I just remember the story being very generic and bland, and then the message being absolutely atrocious, and so that kind of pushed it from being like, eh, to no thank you. So, Secretariat, don't check that one out. Ding! Yeah! All right, let's move on to sports movies that I remember a little bit better, that are meh, average kind of movies, you know, that, you know, maybe a little meh, a little on the worst side, and maybe a little on the better side, but pretty average, all things considered. Leatherheads. There's some funny stuff in this movie. There's some legitimately enjoyable and funny stuff in this movie. At the same time, it's I don't know. There's nothing interesting really here story-wise that I liked all that much. I mean, George Clooney is George Clooney. I don't know. I've never been a big George Clooney fan, to be perfectly honest. Leatherheads, I guess, basically, there's some funny stuff in this movie, but there's nothing in this movie really to propel it above any other sports movie, and there is some stuff in this movie that would possibly propel it maybe a little bit lower. So, there you go. Some funny stuff in here. Don't necessarily recommend it, though. Driven. This is a Sylvester Stallone movie where instead of him being a boxer, he's a racer, but it's pretty much the same as Rocky. It's pretty much the Rocky story, only with racing and race cars. And it's not nearly as good as Rocky. It's not nearly as cool and fun as Rocky, but it's pretty much that same exact story, and it just not as good. You know, it's a decent enough movie. I wouldn't like try to dissuade you from seeing it or anything, but ultimately it's just not that great. It's just pretty meh. It's fine, but it's not that great. So Driven, kind of interesting, I guess, to see Sylvester Stallone doing essentially the same movie, only with cars instead of boxing gloves, but I don't know. There you go. Up next, I have Invictus. This movie, thematically, again, I remember being, hey, this is not very good, but overall, I think it's a solid enough made sports movie. You know, all the elements of a good sports movie are there, but ultimately it doesn't come together in any way that is interesting to me. It's all just kind of like, okay. I mean, you know, whatever, but I didn't particularly care for it. Matt Damon's accent was... I don't know if it was accurate. I don't know if it is inaccurate. I don't. Maybe he just nailed that accent altogether. I don't know. But it annoyed me, that accent coming out of Matt Damon's mouth, because it doesn't fit there. I know him as Jason Bourne, and he doesn't have that accent. I've been watching him in interviews. He doesn't have that accent. That doesn't fit in his mouth, and yet it's coming out of his mouth somehow. Maybe he nailed it, I don't know, but that annoyed me the entire time watching this movie. That shouldn't be a negative, necessarily, if an actor's doing an accent to represent a character, but in the case of this movie, it was, because it took me out of the movie pretty much the entire time. So, there you go, Invictus, good job. It's fine. Miracle, this movie is about hockey. And hockey players, and this is a true story, and the true story is pretty amazing. The movie is just very plain Jane, typical sports movie. You know, in my opinion, there was nothing in here to really raise it above other sports movies all that much. I mean, there's good solid acting, there's good solid, you know, some good solid writing. I mean, all around, it's a good solid movie, but there's nothing really in here that I enjoyed any more than most other sports movie. And for the most part, I was just kind of bored with it. It was just like, it's okay. And then Kurt Russell in here, was it Kurt Russell? Yeah, I think it was Kurt Russell that was the coach. I love Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell's such a great actor. I love him and almost everything he does. I did not like his character at all in this movie. I really hated his character in this movie. He plays the coach, and I hated this coach so much. It's like, just please go away. So, there you go. Kurt Russell performance I don't like. All right, that's Miracle for you. Up next, we have Everest. Is this a sports movie? Like, it's on Wikipedia in the sports movie section, I guess in mountain climbing or something. Is mountain climbing a sport? I've never thought of that as a sport. Okay, Everest is decent. This is a decent movie. Basically, it's, I guess the thing about this, it's your basic man versus nature story. You know, and it doesn't, it could have been more. Like, I think, like, I see the potential for this to have been more than it was, but it just played into the tropes. It just played into everything a man versus nature story is. And in my opinion, it never rose above that, really. I mean, you have great acting, you have tons of great actors, but it never really rose above just being your typical man versus nature story. This is not something like The Gray, which is a man versus nature, with the nature being the wolves instead of like a natural disaster. And that is like an exceptional man versus nature story. Or something like the Wave. That is another one. That's a man versus nature where a tidal wave comes in, you know, natural disaster kind of scenario. And that is like, it's so well done, and you're so invested in these characters, and you're so invested in this family and all this kind of stuff. And while this had all the pieces to be that, this had all the elements to be that, it never worked for me like, you know, some of these other movies did. It never worked for me like The Gray did, or it never worked for me like The Wave did, or some other, you know, man versus nature stories. I like man versus nature stories. This one, it's decent. I wouldn't discourage you from watching it, but in my opinion, it was just your very typical, normal man versus nature story with nothing bringing it above average. So there you go, Everest. You know, not terrible, but not amazing either. We Are Marshall. This is a football movie about like a team that is, I don't know, it's it's your typical sports movie story. I don't have to explain what it's about, because that's about says it all. Matthew McConaughey is in this movie, I'm pretty sure. It was before I knew who Matthew McConaughey was that I watched it. And so it was like going back and looking. I'm like, hey, is that Matthew McConaughey? So I'm pretty sure he's in this movie. I remember this being, you know, a decent movie, well made. And you know, you get somewhat invested in it, but it barely rises above the rest of these movies in the meh to average generic sports movies section here that I got. All right. So now I have a section of two movies here that are very solid, very well-made movies, and I watch them, and I go, man, there's a lot of excellence in these movies, and I enjoy them, but also, to me, they're forgettable, maybe because they're the sports movies or whatever, I don't know, but to me, they're pretty forgettable at the same time. 42, Story About Jackie Robinson, amazing true story, very, very well acted and performed, and a story that is engaging. Like, this is a good, solid movie, but it's the kind of movie where, you know, if you go back and say, hey, remember this character? I'm like, not really. No, I don't remember much about it at this point, but I remember a lot of good performances. I remember kind of being engaged in the movie when I was watching it, and then just kind of forgetting about it now at this point. So 42 is one of those movies for me. Another one, Cinderella Man. This movie is a boxing movie. It stars Russell Crowe, one of my favorite actors. Awesome. I love that actor, and he's so good in it. And I mean, this, I think what this movie does really well is, maybe I should just move this to my next section, which is the movies that I really enjoy. But the thing that I think Cinderella Man does really well is focus on the characters. It does what Rocky does. Rocky, yes, it's a sports movie. Yes, it's a boxing movie, but that's not what the movie is about. The movie is about the characters. The movie is about building these characters and the characters together and all this kind of stuff. That's what Cinderella Man is about. Cinderella Man is not about the sport. It's not about boxing. It's about these characters. It's about developing these characters and all this kind of stuff. And that's what I enjoyed about Cinderella Man. Very well done. Now, again, though, if you say, hey, you remember that character? Hey, you remember this scenario or something? Not really. I don't really remember it, so I do find this kind of forgettable, but I also remember really enjoying it at the time and really kind of being invested at the time. So there you go. That's what it is. It is what it is, I guess. Now we're moving on to the sports movies that I actually really enjoy. Let's start off with the Creed movies, Creed and Creed 2. Now, okay, the first Creed movie, I could probably put it into that very solid, but then, you know, maybe somewhat forgettable category as well. I enjoyed it. It was good. And But though it is your very typical sports story, but it's your very typical sports story done very well, you know, which I think is why, you know, maybe that's why some of these movies are down on my, you know, meta generic ones. Maybe those are good ones. Maybe those are done really well. But I watch them, and because they're not something that is necessarily geared towards me, like a superhero movie that is done well but is your generic superhero movie, I'm going, yeah, you know, good. And then, but this movie, because it's not geared towards me as much, you know, when they have the generic kind of sports movie and it's done pretty well, I go, eh, and I throw it into that meh category, you know. Whereas, and the Creed movie, done very well, very much enjoyed it, but I do find that first one somewhat forgettable. Now, the second one, I actually enjoyed more than I enjoyed the first one. The Creed 2, I think what they, okay, the Adonis Creed's section of that story, I think is, I mean, it's... Okay, basically, this is a remake of Rocky IV. Creed 2 is a remake of Rocky IV. That's what this is. But what I think Creed 2 does really well is, I mean, yes, it gives you a great character with Creed. It gives you, you know, Tessa Thompson's character is also great in there. Sylvester Stallone doing some of the best acting of his career in these last couple Creed movies. And they really do get you to care about these characters and like these characters. But then, beyond that, what other sports movie do you know of that gets you this invested in the villains of the movie? The people that are going against you in this sport. So often they're just vilified, or they're just, hey, those are the bad guys, or they're mean, or they're rude, or whatever, you know? It's like, those are the bad guys, and they're just bad, or whatever, you know? They're just the opposing team, and you'd have no real connection to them. Creed 2 changes that completely, and I really cared for Dolph Lundgren. I really cared for Dolph Lundgren's son in this movie, whom I don't remember his name. I mean, there's Ivan Drago, and I don't remember the kid's name. But anyway, I really liked those two characters. I cared for those two characters by the time the movie wrapped up, and the story arc those characters go on, I'm like, that was so well done. I mean, it was fairly simple in the way that they did it and all this kind of stuff, but it was so effective for me. And that, the fact that I liked the main characters, and then I also really liked the villains of this sports movie as well, quote-unquote villains, because, I mean, it's a sport, whatever. But the fact that they did that good of a job to really makes this movie more memorable to me. Then really makes me like this movie more than the first one. Who was his opponent in the first Creed movie? I don't even remember. That came out a couple years ago. Like, I don't remember who was the opponent in the first Creed movie. And this seems like something I should remember, right? But I don't, because they were unmemorable, at least for me. And here, they spent more time developing those characters to the point that I actually liked them. And it's so you know, it's anyway. They just did such a great job at that in Creed 2. Really enjoyed that second movie more so than the first Creed. Good stuff. I truly think the Creed movies are worthy successors to the Rocky movies. One of the greatest, I'm going to say the greatest sports franchise of all time is the Rocky movies. And the Creed movies, they're worthy successors to those movies, at least in my opinion. They're good. Now, next I have one that I have Need for Speed next. Now, okay, this is a kind of a dumb, over-the-top, ridiculous racing movie. But you know what? I think it's fun. I honestly think it's on the level of some of the Fast and the Furious movies. You know, it's not up there with, like, Furious 7, which is my favorite one. But it's, in my opinion, it's kind of in that, you know, maybe in the middle ground of where those Fast and Furious movies are. It's on that level of fun. You know, I enjoyed Aaron Paul in this. I enjoyed, what's his name, Dominic Cooper? Is that the, no. That is not his name. Is that who is? Who's the guy that plays the villain of this movie? It's the guy that plays Tony Stark's dad in Agent Carter and in Captain America: The First Avenger and all that. You know, that actor plays the villain in this movie, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was extremely fun. It's nothing like amazing, but I thought it was extremely fun. Up next, I have a Pixar movie here, Cars. I very much enjoy this movie. I watched this movie as a kid. This should have probably been more in my nostalgic section. I watched this movie as a kid. I really enjoyed it. I actually saw it again more recently, watching it with some nieces and nephews, I think. And I'm like, dude, there's totally just a stoner character in this movie. I didn't understand that when it first came out and I saw it. But there's totally just a stoner character in this movie for kids. It's like, why are you? And he's constantly talking about like drugs and, you know, getting the right kind of stuff, you know, and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, dude, this is a kids movie. What you doing? I enjoy it. It's fun. It's not one of Pixar's best, but it's fun. Logan Lucky is what I got next. I wouldn't consider this a sports movie, because it's a heist movie, but it's on it's on Wikipedia in the sports movie section, because the heist is they're robbing a racetrack, and so there's, you know, races going on and they're robbing it and all this kind of stuff. Very fun movie, very enjoyable. If you like the Ocean's 11 movies, this very much fits into that kind of movie. Very fun, very clever, good fun writing for these characters, and good characters, good dynamic between the actors. I very much enjoyed Logan Lucky. If you like the Ocean's movies, check this one out. I haven't seen Ocean's 8 yet. Is that good? I don't know. I've heard kind of mixed things about it, it seems like. But I'm curious to check that one out too, because I do enjoy the Ocean's movies and I enjoy Logan Lucky. So gotta check it out, Ocean's 8, sometime. Also probably not a sports movie, but hey, it's on the list because it's on Wikipedia. So there you go. Alright, up next, I got, why am I talking like this? I got The Sandlot. Love this movie. So funny. And I didn't see it when I was a kid. I should have seen this movie when I was a kid. I would have loved this movie as a kid. And I love this movie as an adult. It is hilarious. So fun. The kids here are great and hilarious. I mean, the acting is kind of, you know, it's not all that great. But that's fine. It doesn't matter. Because this movie is so funny and so fun and just thoroughly enjoyable. I just enjoyed my time completely with this movie when I was absolutely not expecting to. You know, I was expecting to be like, all right, this is a movie some people are nostalgic for, and I'm not, so I wasn't expecting all that much going in. I was just hoping for a few laughs and stuff, but you know, one of my friends, he really likes the movie and was always quoting it and stuff, and he's like, you haven't seen The Sandlot? What? And so I was like, all right, I'm gonna see it. I saw it. I loved it. It's so fun. So fun. One of my favorite sports movies is The Sandlot. I love it. Alright, I still could do a top 10 sports movies list, because I still technically haven't done that yet, so The Sandlot will be on there, including probably this next movie too. Real Steel. I really enjoyed this one. This is robot boxing in the future. You got Wolverine there, and you got that kid that hangs out with Iron Man there, and it's super fun. I really enjoy this movie. Fairly typical sports movie story. It's kind of the Rocky kind of story going on. But you got the twist of the robots. You got all this cool robot action and violence from the robots and stuff. That's awesome. So you got all that cool stuff in there. And you got a solid, touching kind of story in there at the same time. You know, if you're not into, like, superhero stuff, or not superhero stuff, but kind of science fiction kind of stuff, then this is probably not going to be the one for you. But this, you know, all that kind of stuff put enough of a twist on it that I really enjoyed this, despite it still, you know, kind of being that somewhat typical. So somewhat typical sports movie, and also somewhat typical, like, estranged father-son kind of story. Put those two things together, sports movie, it's well made. I really enjoyed Real Steel. Now, this next one, I really do think this next one could have been better, but I still enjoyed it. Grudge Match. This is kind of a parody. It's not full-on parody, but it's kind of a parody, kind of spoofing like the Rocky movies and Raging Bull, which I haven't seen. It's not going to be on this list, sorry. But it's kind of parodying those, you know, boxing movies, and it's fun, it's funny, it's not amazing. I really do think it could have been better. There's parts of the movie that I'm just like, okay, that's not very funny, or that's just not very well written, or all this kind of stuff. If they just pushed it so far into the parody direction, maybe that would have been better. Or I don't know, maybe they were going for a little bit more of the dramatic comedy. And I guess for me, the comedy bits worked, but the dramatic stuff didn't work as well for me as they were, going for. So maybe that's why I'm just saying push the comedy more, because that's the elements of the movie that worked. If you can pull off a dramatic comedy, it's really good, you know. Tag is a recent one that I'd say is a dramatic comedy that I really enjoyed. But Grudge Match didn't quite pull that off as well as it did, but I enjoyed it enough to end up on this list of sports movies that I enjoy. So there you go. Another one here, Jake Gyllenhaal in Southpaw. I really liked this one. This one was super cool. So, I mean, again, your fairly basic story of, I'm saying that every time, aren't I? Are you sick of hearing it yet? All right. Your fairly basic story of, getting down on your luck, you lose everything, and then you gotta work your way back up from the bottom. It's a mixed martial arts story, and Southpaw, I think that means you're left-handed, I guess, or I don't know, whatever. It's sports terms for something in the sport. I think it means you're left-handed, but I'm not entirely sure. What this movie did so well is it drew you into these characters, and then so basically, I mean, it's in the trailer, so it's not really a spoiler. The thing that makes him fall, you know, the thing that brings him down that he has to rise up from is the death of his wife. And so they really get you connected with his family, and then boom, you know, this tragedy happens. It's horrible, it's emotional, it's sad, and you get this powerful performance out of Jake Gyllenhaal, and it's just it's so emotionally affecting that it's like it sticks with me, these characters and this performance from Jake Gyllenhaal. And also I can't remember the lady that played his wife's name. It's the same lady that is the girlfriend of Doctor Strange, if that helps. It's that actress too. She does a really good job too, but I mean, it's just I think they really did a good job of nailing that, you know, opening part and really getting me invested. And so when he goes down, I'm kind of down with him and gotta rise back up and all this kind of stuff. Again, it's kind of your fairly typical story, but I just think they really did an excellent job at getting these characters right, and I really enjoyed Southpaw. Check it out if you haven't. That's a good sports movie. Up next, I have The Karate Kid. And then up next, I have The Karate Kid. Oh, two of them. So I've seen The Karate Kid, the original, and I've seen the remake. I have not seen any of the sequels to the original. Honestly, I liked them about the same amount. I'm not nostalgic for The Karate Kid, and so I don't have that going for me. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun movie. I like the dynamic between, you know, the teacher and the trainer and the trainee, I guess. That's fun. I think in both movies that's fun. I like Jackie Chan in the new movie, and then you got what's his face in the old movie. sorry, I don't have IMDb right now. I don't have internet where I'm currently at, so I can't actually look it up. Otherwise, I would, but sorry, I can't. But anyway, I mean it's pretty much the same exact story, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, but the old one's better. Probably, okay, maybe, but I enjoyed them both about the same amount, and I enjoy these movies. I think they're fun. I don't think they're anything amazing. I don't think they're anything spectacular or exceptional, at least for me, but I do enjoy The Karate Kid, both of them. Though I guess I don't have fond enough memories of them to go check out Cobra Kai now. I don't know. I don't have a huge interest in that necessarily. I hear that one's pretty good though. All right, Warrior is my next one up here. This one, Really good sports movie. One of my first movies that I remember seeing Tom Hardy in. Really, really good. Okay, so this is a, what, mixed martial arts kind of movie, I guess. That's what it is. Mixed martial arts. And it's a story about two brothers, and they're kind of estranged from each other, and their relationship, them kind of coming back together, and all this kind of stuff. And I just thought the character work with these two brothers and their families and all this kind of stuff was really well done. Where each character was at and then where they ended up, I thought that journey was very well done. And it's just kind of a good emotional kind of journey. There's parts of it that are kind of unrealistic the way they happened. You know, it's kind of movie convenience kind of stuff going on. But overall, I thought Warrior was a really good, really solid sports movie. Mixed martial arts, you know, which I guess, in my opinion, is probably one of the more entertaining of sports to watch. I grew up in a family that liked sports. Maybe one of the only ones that didn't really like sports at all. I watched some, and this is probably, mixed martial arts is probably one of the more entertaining ones. Even though I really don't care. All right, Warrior, good movie. one more here, and I decided to end on a funny one here. And I know not everybody likes this movie, but man, Nacho Libre is absolutely hilarious. I love Jack Black. His sense of humor is apparently right up my style. Right up my style. That's right. It's right up my style because I love this guy. He is so funny and so fun, and in this movie, it's just that. It's all him and his personality, and I love it. It's absolutely hilarious. And the story is actually kind of, you know, nice, too. It's kind of nice and, you know, heartwarming. I mean, you don't get too much, you know, the feels of anything from this movie. But it is just a laugh-out-loud comedy for me. I just like good, dumb, slapstick kind of humor, and there is some great stuff in this movie. There's the scene where he thinks the guy's dead, and it is so funny. I knew what was gonna happen, but it's so funny. or the letters with the XOXX, and you know, all that. It's so, so funny, and I love it. I love it. I know some people are like, it's just kind of a stupid comedy. And I guess it is, but it's the stupid kind of comedy that I like. So there you go. So to once again, just real quick run through the sports movies that I really like. The Herbie movies, the Rocky movies, Like Mike, The Big Green, Woodlawn, The Blind Side, The Creed movies, Need for Speed, Cars, Logan Lucky, The Sandlot, Real Steel, Grudge Match, Southpaw, The Karate Kid, The Karate Kid, Warrior, and Nacho Libre. That's a good list of movies there, in my opinion. Maybe not in your opinion, but hey, let me know your opinion. Shoot me an email, helixreviewspodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear what are your favorite sports movies. What are the sports movies that I haven't seen because they're apparently not listed here on Wikipedia, or I just haven't seen them, one of those two. Shoot me an email, helixreviewspodcast@gmail.com, and let me know the sports movies that I should see that would, you know, be on this list that aren't on this list. Anyway, shoot me an email, let me know. I would love to hear from you guys about this. Do it! The Helix Reviews Podcast is a proud member of the Christian Geek Central Network, a hub of all kinds of cool Christian geeky stuff from around the web that's all funneled into one place. That place is ChristianGeekCentral.com. That is it for this time, guys. Until next time, this is David Arrington of the Helix Reviews Podcast signing off. Bye-bye, guys.